coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Psst. Hey, you, looking for a smartphone? Maybe looking to upgrade, huh? Yeah? Listen, you came to the right place. Me and Thumb Cellular, we can hook you right up. Best phones and service in the Thumb. After we're done with you, you'll be golden. Are you a multitasker, huh? Yeah? Listen, Thumb Cellular, they have all the latest technology for you. Any app you can think of. These smartphones have emailing, texting, tweeting, stock quotes, Facebook. Listen, we've got apps coming out to Yin Yang. Oh, wait. Are you with the other guys? Hey, are you with the other guys? Get out of here. You gotta make the switch. Because with Thumb Cellular, enjoy luxury. Unlimited emailing, unlimited texting, and unlimited web surfing. It's like having the whole wide world at your fingertips. Hey, go tell your friends, all right? Listen, you wouldn't happen to be interested in any watches. Eh, didn't think so.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there's also a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Seaboyne Family Medicine encourage exercise at all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Seaboyne Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes, and remember to play it safe.
So you just set a school record? Great. It might be one for the books, but it's all for naught without good sportsmanship. That record will be topped one day, but showing respect, integrity, and class along the way will always be remembered. Nothing beats good sportsmanship. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you. With locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there's also a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Seaboyne Family Medicine encourage exercise at all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Seaboyne Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes, and remember to play it safe.
You're listening to WLEW Sports Postgame Show with Clark Ramsey, John Mooney. As our doubleheader of two doubleheaders of this week are complete, and now we can rest somewhat. Well, USA took out Kansas City 62-46. As Mike Bogan is certainly taking good care of us this week. We've gotten pulled pork sandwiches after each night here. This is spectacular.
Person to make the all-district team as far as
I'm concerned. Okay. So now we have three slots open.
Three slots
open. We have Danielle Maurer, National Anthem, Mike Bogan.
Yep.
And now we got three slots.
Come up with three.
Is time and we're not even going to make it?
Ah, geez. That's going to be a tough call.
Well, I know you're still looking for that Mayville Bad Axe regional matchup, but we'll see what happens. Well, let's take a look at the first game. We never really got to expound on our thoughts of this one. For Bad Axe, they were led by Tommy Warneau with 40 points. Let's take it quarter by quarter. Bad Axe came out big, outscored High Reach 20-9 in the first quarter. And by halftime, it was a 9-point lead, 35-26, Bad Axe leading. In the third quarter, Bad Axe outscored High Reach by 7, 23-16 to make it 58-42. A 14-point ball game, or 16-point ball game going to the fourth quarter. And then both teams just exploded for a combined 61 points, 33-28. High Reach actually outscored Bad Axe to make it 86-75. Hatchets advanced to the district final. Time or no with 40 points. Martin Messing with 18. Andrew Sutton and John Messing each with 9. Derek Geiger had 6. Don McLeod with 3. And Ryan Haleski with 1. Bad Axe went 20-29 from the free throw line. Pretty darn good percentage, but actually that's low for their standards. That puts them at 68% on the night. Obviously a little tired legs there. I can understand why. For Harbor Beach, they were led by Josh Yelke with 24 points. Cody Seaman had 18. Jason Gaffke with 12. Austin Seltz had 9. Dalton Oki with 6. Brady Kirsch with 4. And Ryan Seaman. I have Ryan Seaman in with 2 points. Is that correct? No, I gave Cody Seaman there. I gave the wrong Seaman boy there. So Cody Seaman actually had 20 points, not 18. I take that back. John Mooney shooting.
Well, here we have it. We have the Hatchets getting 31 shots in to the Harbor Beach Pirates, 23. Hatchets had 11 more shots with 73-62. And what was the point differential in the first quarter, 20-9? That looks like an 11-point. Look at the end. 75 for Harbor Beach, 86 for Bad Axe. Looks like 11-point differential. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, man, that first 3 minutes of the ball game really settled everything. It was a matter of that.
Always a game of catch-up for Harbor Beach.
After that, it was just all academic. It was just a play 500 kind of ball the rest of the way, both teams. Harbor Beach was on the catch-up, but I'll tell you what, for a team that gave up 75 points, I'm going to tell you, matter of fact, this is a defensive ball club. they really play good defense. They're in your face the whole time. They made the Harbor Beach shooters look uncomfortable out there, and that's just attributed to just solid defense that the kids played. I called it belly button defense because they were right in their face.
It was impressive to see Jerry Brown come out and play such strong defense against Josh Shelke, and it showed. Shelke only had 2 baskets in the entire first half. The rest were free throws for 10 of the quarter, or 10 and a half. Yeah, with 24, but really on the night he had 5 field goals and 1-3. Everything else was just free throws.
Officially, Jared Brown really didn't make it into the box score because he was blanked. Yeah. But, you don't have to score in order to be successful out there. And for a coach to look at the talents that you have and the things that you can bring to the table that helps your team be successful. And, Jared Brown just played a whale of a defensive ball game on Josh Shelke. Now, Josh scored 24, and you're going to think that, oh, my golly, he had a good game and everything. But he did. But Jared Brown really made things difficult on him. How good is Josh Shelke? Darn good. And look at the difference where your number one guy who is indispensable to your team, he scores 24 points. Defense obviously made a difference. And look at the kid on